Fasting is the quickest way to allow your metabolism to use your sugar reserves. And then what happens is you're lowering insulin each time, each hour that goes by. And then as soon as you deplete those sugar reserves, you have unlocked the door to fat burning. You have access to the freezers, and now you start burning body fat. And you could lose about a pound of fat every day when you follow this routine I'm going to outline for you.
The Greek definition for metabolism is to transform. Your metabolism is designed to take food and to transform it into energy so you feel good and burn fat. We are determined to deliver the science and art of metabolism to you. We bring on the thought leaders in this space to have life-changing conversations so you could apply and upgrade your metabolism. The topics covered here include biohacking, ketosis, carnivore, fasting strategies, mindset, and metabolic health. Your body was built to be self-healing. Our goal is to identify the interference and remove it. You are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. Welcome to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. My name is Ben Azadi. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me.
Hey, welcome back to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Ben Azadi. Thank you for pressing play today. You're going to love today's episode. It's all about burning body fat, the stubborn weight you just can't seem to get out. I'm going to outline a 7-day protocol that you will follow week by week to lose about a pound of fat each day, not muscle. You'll preserve muscle, and you'll follow this until you hit your goal weight. So the whole outline of this episode, the whole protocol, will also be detailed for you in the notes in case you want to check that out. There's also a video format of today's podcast on our YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/ketocamp, you could see that. You're going to understand the role of insulin as it pertains to unlocking or blocking your fat burning capabilities. We'll discuss fasting and why eating earlier in the day and having a fasting window later in the day is more beneficial. We'll discuss sleep, the dangers of fish oil, bad fats, healthy fats, good sweeteners, bad sweeteners, the benefits of fasted cardio. I will also share 3 simple dietary swaps for you to make, and my favorite fat-burning coffee biohack. You're going to love this, especially if you're a coffee drinker, and if you're not, you could translate it to the tea drinkers out there, the weird tea drinkers out there. So I'm excited to outline this for you today. If you missed yesterday's episode on the Metabolic Freedom Podcast, go check that out after this one. We did a full live interview on stage at the Biohacker Expo with Harvard-trained physician Dr. Chris Palmer. The comments we're getting on the YouTube video are incredible. I mean, his story and what he has been doing, he has been tying the link together between poor mitochondrial health, poor nutrition, and mental illness. So go check that out. If you didn't listen to it, it is live on the show, and the video version is live on our YouTube channel. And then on Monday, a couple days from today, we have a brand new episode coming out with Dr. David Harper, all about this brand new metastatic breast cancer study and what the keto diet did to help these patients, and just in general, what keto does to help reverse cancer and prevent cancer. This is the second time he's been on the show. I'm going to share that brand new episode with you on Monday. The new format here on the Metabolic Freedom Show is 4 episodes per week. Monday is going to be a brand new interview with a special guest, a thought leader in this space. Wednesday is going to be a solo episode that I will record for you personally. Friday, another interview with a special guest. And Saturday, a solo episode. I hope you're enjoying the new format, the new intro, the new podcast name, and all that good stuff. And just real quick, before we get into the meat of this episode, I just want to get to our sponsors real quick, and then we'll have no more ads for the rest of this episode. We have 3 sponsors today. Wild Pastures, who makes the cleanest, healthiest, best-tasting meats and proteins for your keto and carnivore diet. They're offering $20 off per box for life, free shipping, and $15 off your first box. We'll drop a link down below. BiotiQuest Sugar Shift, which is great for helping you regulate glucose, reducing cravings, achieving deeper ketosis, removing glyphosate, and also helping you with your gut bacteria. And lastly, we have Upgraded Formulas, who makes incredible nanoparticle technology supplements for electrolytes and magnesium and sleep products. And also there's a product for testosterone for men and menstrual cramps for women. And you could get 15% off their products. I forgot to mention, you could also get 10% off the BioTaQuest Sugar Shift. We'll drop links and coupon codes for all three companies down below. Without further ado, let's get to today's episode. And by the way, you could find all the links and the notes of everything I mentioned down below. If you want to get any of the products or any of the things I mentioned, you can find it down below. Let's do this.
I'm going to share with you a 7-day protocol for you to lose a pound of fat every day, and you would repeat this 7-day protocol each week until you get to your desired body weight. And the best part about this protocol, no, you don't have to suffer. No, you don't even have to count a single calorie. And no, you don't have to rely on willpower. In fact, this will be quite easy. The first step is to have an optimal eating window and then an optimal fasting window. And I get it, before we get into intermittent fasting a little bit. And look, I understand, if you have never practiced fasting before or time-restricted feeding, it may sound like I'm asking you to hold your breath for 10 minutes, but I guarantee the way I'm gonna lay it out for you, it's so easy to follow. You actually will feel more energized, you'll feel great, you're not gonna feel hungry and hangry. Just follow the routine that I'm gonna lay out for you in a second. The way that this works is as such, you have hundreds of hormones inside of your body. Hormones are like chemical messengers. They're sending signals to your cells, and your cells have these receptor sites that hear the message and then produce the job. For example, we have some hormones that help with lowering inflammation. We have some hormones that help with energy production. That's going to be hormones T3, the thyroid hormone. We have some hormones that actually help with fat burning. There are about 8 of them. But here's the thing, there's only one hormone that signals to your body, store fat, store energy. And you've heard of this hormone, it's called insulin. Insulin is an energy sensor. And insulin is not the bad guy, it just has a bad PR team. Insulin is very important. We arguably wouldn't exist today as human beings if our ancestors did not have the ability to produce insulin and store fat. But if your goal is to lose body fat, which is why you're watching this video, insulin, or I should say, controlling insulin, that's the name of the game. You see, insulin is the bully of the block. When you call this guy, the insulin troops, your fat burning hormones are gone. They're running away. They cannot coexist. Either you're activating your fat burning hormones or you're activating your fat storage hormone, insulin. So you might be wondering, how do I lower insulin? Great question. I'm glad you thought of that. Fasting is probably the best way to lower insulin. Allow me to explain some more. I think this analogy is gonna make a lot of sense for you before I lay out the protocol on how to practice this so you don't suffer. You see, this is how the body stores food energy. When we eat food, especially carbohydrates, the carbohydrates are turned into strings of sugar called glycogen. And even if it's oatmeal or wheat bread or heart-healthy carbs, all carbohydrates eventually turn into sugar in your body. Now, if it's processed, it happens faster than if it's unprocessed, but all carbs will do that. When you pack these little strings of sugar in glycogen, that goes and it's stored in your liver and muscle cells. This is called your glycogen stores. This is there for a quick burst of energy that your body could get access to right away. There's limited storage capacity in your glycogen store. So I want you to think of your glycogen stores as your refrigerator. Yes, it's easy to get to your refrigerator. You just walk to your kitchen and pull out food, energy, and put energy back in, but there's limited storage in that refrigerator. Now, the ultimate goal is for you to use all of the groceries inside of your refrigerator, meaning use your sugar reserves as energy, so deplete your liver and muscle sugar reserves, and then get access to your stored body fat. I want you to think of your stored body fat as the freezer in your basement. Maybe you have like 10 freezers down there, meaning a lot of body fat with a lot of stored energy, food that's just sitting there. In order to get to the freezer, aka your body fat, we need to deplete the sugar reserves. Fasting is the quickest way to allow your metabolism to use your sugar reserves. And then what happens is you're lowering insulin each time, each hour that goes by. And then as soon as you deplete those sugar reserves, you have unlocked the door to fat burning. You have access to the freezers and now you start burning body fat. And you could lose about a pound of fat every day when you follow this routine I'm going to outline for you until you get to that desired body weight. So let's first start with your fasting schedule, and then I'm gonna lead into what you're going to be eating during your eating window. We're gonna be focusing on Tuesday through Sunday, and then I'll give you the Monday protocol. So what you're gonna be doing from Tuesday to Sunday is an 18-6 intermittent fasting schedule. What that means is out of a 24-hour period, for 18 hours, you're in a fasted state. You're burning your glucose reserves. You're tapping into body fat. You're lowering insulin. You're healing the gut. You're doing amazing things. And I'll explain a little bit more about what happens during that fast. And then you have a 6-hour eating window. But the key is to have the 6-hour eating window earlier in the day. So for Tuesday through Sunday, your eating window between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. You're going to have 3 meals during your eating window. That could be at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and then at 2 p.m., you're done eating. Studies show you get the most fat loss, something, a process called autophagy, which is cellular repair and healing, growth hormone increase, longevity benefits, when your eating window is during the day versus later on. So 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., the study suggests, is the best eating window. And then from 2 p.m. to the next day, 8 a.m., you're in the fasted state. You're having water, some supplements, electrolytes, some tea, but you're not having any food. That'll take care of 6 days out of the week. Now, the other day is gonna be between Sunday, 2 p.m., and Monday, 2 p.m. And what you're gonna do during this time period is a 24-hour water fast. So that means you're done eating by Sunday at 2 p.m. You'll continue fasting until Monday at 2 p.m. where you'll break the fast and you'll have just one meal on that Monday. When you're done with that one meal, you'll go all the way until Tuesday, 8 a.m. and then you'll continue that 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. cycle. And the reason why we are throwing in a 24-hour fast once a week is because your body's really gonna lower insulin, tap into more body fat, help your body produce ketones. When you produce ketones, those ketones actually communicate with your mitochondria and they signal to your mitochondria to create more mitochondria. And this is very important for fat loss because the more energy, ATP, that your mitochondria produces, the higher your basal metabolic rate, meaning the more calories you burn sitting on the couch and without having to count a calorie. And when we study how the mitochondria produce energy when it's burning sugar versus burning fat, there's 400% more energy production from ketones, aka fat, than burning sugar. So when you do that 24-hour fast, it'll get you into ketosis. You'll get those amazing benefits. That's your 7-day protocol. I will also outline it in the notes in case you got lost on you there. Now, the next question is, all right, but what am I eating during my window? Because you could do this fasting schedule, but then sabotage yourself with the wrong foods during your eating window. So the next segment here is about what you're going to eat during your eating window. Before I get to that, I forgot to mention, during your fast, that 24-hour fast, that Monday, if you got in some cardio in a fasted state, that Monday morning when you're in that fasted state, oh, you will probably double, triple your results here. Because here's what happens. When you go into a workout, a cardio, a strength training, whatever it is, in that fasted state, let's say 16 or 18 hours fasted, you're putting your body fat at the front of this metabolic bus to burn for fuel first. Versus going into a workout, having just had a meal or a protein shake or a banana, you're putting the calories from the food in front of that metabolic bus to be burned for energy first and then eventually back to your body fat. But when you don't have the meal and you're fasted, quick access for your metabolism to burn body fat. So you will probably double, triple your results here if you do that Monday morning, a fasted workout, cardio, however you wanna do it. Okay, now let's get to what you are going to be eating during your eating window. There are three key things we're gonna focus on during your eating window. There are three major exchanges you're going to make. I'm going to outline it for you and I'm also going to put it in the notes. The first exchange is for you to avoid the following foods that spike insulin. They're high in something called anti-nutrients, plant toxins, which sabotage fat loss and sabotage, it actually increases inflammation. So here's the list of the foods you want to remove. Wheat, and all gluten, all wheat bread, or wheat products, all grains, brown rice, white rice, millet, oats, including oatmeal, barley, corn and soy, pasteurized cow dairy, which by the way, 75% of adults in the world cannot process pasteurized cow dairy, kale and spinach, which are high in oxalates, which are inflammatory, tomatoes, eggplants, and peppers, which are a nightshade food that can be inflammatory for a lot of people, almonds and almond flour, peanuts and peanut butter, which is a legume. Remove those items. Now, I mentioned it's gonna be easy, so I'm gonna give you some swaps here. What are you gonna replace them with? The following items are the ones you're going to replace those foods with. These foods are going to lower insulin, and they're low in these anti-nutrients / plant toxins. So here is the list. Cauliflower rice, squash rice, cabbage rice. We mentioned getting rid of the pasteurized cow dairy. You'll swap that for sheep and goat dairy, which is much, much better. Plus, they contain 30% medium chain triglycerides, which actually helps your body produce ketones even faster. You'll swap something like almond milk or whole milk for coconut milk and or macadamia nut milk. Both should be unsweetened. You'll swap the almonds for walnuts, pecans, macadamia nuts, pili nuts, which by the way are the highest fat, lowest carb nut in the world. And then you'll swap the spinach and kale for arugula and asparagus. The second exchange is to make sure your cooking oils and fats are high quality anti-inflammatory, which helps your body burn fat versus the inflammatory kind. And this part right here of the presentation is probably the most important part. I interviewed Dr. Kate Shanahan, who has a new book coming out called Dark Calories. I'm about to interview her for that on my Metabolic Freedom podcast. She was also the nutritionist for the Los Angeles Lakers back when Kobe Bryant used to play. She's a New York Times bestselling author. Here's an image of me with Dr. Kate Shanahan at a conference we got to meet in Orlando, Florida. She's Brit and I love her. And I asked her the question, Dr. Kate, which scenario is going to be worse for your health? Scenario number one, smoking cigarettes every day. Scenario number two, eating processed sugar every day. Or the final scenario, eating vegetable oils every day. You know what she said? She said, ha, Ben, easy question. It's hands down the vegetable oil. She said, smoking cigarettes, obviously it's not good for you. Once you finish the last puff, the damage mostly has been done. Eating processed sugar, also not good for you, but you could exercise, build muscle, burn it off, and the damage has been done. But these vegetable oils called linoleic acid, the half-life of them are 680 days. These are industrialized seed oils that are processed at high heat temperatures. And when they are processed at high heat temperatures, they become rancid and they stink. So they add bleach and chemical agents to make it clear and to mask the smell. And they put it into your supermarket and your restaurants. And then we heat it up even more and it becomes more oxidized and inflammatory. These fats will prevent you from losing weight. These fats will cause you to gain weight. It'll inflame your cells. And I mentioned, if you stop eating them today, 680 days later, half of them will still be around your cell membranes, mitochondrial membranes, creating inflammation. There are 9 of them I'm gonna outline for you right now that you want to remove, do an audit in your pantry. You do not wanna eat these inflammatory fats because of the way that they're processed. And then I'm gonna give you a list of the healthier swaps. So here are the 9. Canola oil, corn oil, and cottonseed oil. Corn oil in the UK is called rapeseed oil for those of you in the UK. Then we have soybean oil, sunflower oil, and safflower oil. Then we have grapeseed oil and rice bran oil, and also peanut oil if it's a refined peanut oil. Those are the 9 ones you want to avoid. There is also a bonus one. This might shock you, but fish oil is another unstable fat that you want to avoid. Fish oil is not healthy for you. Fish oil has been corrupted by big pharma and big food. Just eat the fish. I love fish oil when it's in the fish, but once it's extracted, not good for you. These are called polyunsaturated fats. Poly means many. It contains many double bonds. The more double bonds these fats have, the more unstable they are. And when you introduce it to high heat temperatures, they oxidize. What does that mean? If I bit into an apple, left it right here in front of you, came back 4 hours later, what would we see? It turns brown. It's oxidizing. These fats are oxidizing your cells, creating inflammation around your membranes and receptor sites, preventing your fat-burning hormones from doing their job. Avoid them. Let me give you the healthy swaps and I'll give you a tip on what to do at restaurants. So the healthier swaps will be saturated fats, no double bonds, and monounsaturated fats, only a single double bond. So these are the healthier fats. I'm gonna first share the best fats for cooking food and frying food, if you fry food, although I don't recommend that, but for cooking food, these are the fats you wanna go with. Grass-fed butter, grass-fed ghee, grass-fed beef tallow, duck fat, and lard from healthy pigs, pastured pigs, not hydrogenated lard that I'm talking about here. Animal fats are always better for cooking. Then we have the fruit-based oils that are great for salad dressings and dips and lower heat temperatures. Those will include extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, and make sure they're not cut with the seed oil. Make sure they're in a dark glass bottle as well. And I got a gift and a tip for you as well. When you go to a restaurant, I don't care if it's a healthy restaurant or an expensive restaurant, 99% of the time, they're going to be using those bad oils because they're cheap. And what I do when I go to restaurants, I tell the server, ma'am, sir, I'm actually allergic to vegetable oils. Can you use butter or olive oil or do something where you grill it instead? And they usually accommodate. And I've been telling my Keto Camp Academy students to do this for years and they feel uncomfortable. So I developed a seed oil allergy card. And on this seed oil allergy card, it says, "Dear chef, I am allergic to the vegetable oils." You can see the items down below will cause an allergic reaction. And it has those 9 bad oils with an X next to them. Below are safer options than it has the good options below. Thank you for keeping me safe. So you can actually download this for free as an image on your phone and then just show that image to your server. If you go to seedoilcard.com, get it for free, download it. It works really, really well. Share it with your friends and family members. People love this. And we'll also drop a link for that in the notes down below. Okay, the third exchange is to remove sugar and artificial sweeteners. And I'll give you a list of the ones you want to avoid with healthier options. So here's a list of the sugar and artificial sweeteners you want to remove that will prevent you from losing weight. Of course, raw sugar, processed sugar, obviously. Fruit juice, evaporated cane juice, agave nectar, sucralose called Splenda, and aspartame. These are the ones you want to remove, avoid as much as possible. You want to swap them for safer sugar replacements that will not spike glucose and insulin, that will not raise inflammation, that will not wreck your gut. These are the ones I use for myself and for my students. And it's gonna be stevia, monk fruit, xylitol, erythritol, and even raw honey in limited amounts, especially around exercise could be fine. I know that's a lot of information in terms of what to eat. We'll put notes down below for you to see that, but if you want more of a comprehensive list of a grocery shopping list, then go get my Keto Camp Blueprint. It's giving it to you for free. And in this guide, you'll see exactly everything we mentioned here, but even more. The best ways to cook foods, the worst ways to cook foods, avoid the following dirty keto foods if you're doing keto, approved oils and fats, approved nuts, seeds, and legumes, approved proteins, approved carbohydrates, approved dairy, approved keto sweeteners, and et cetera. And then the ones you want to avoid, what to do on the go, foods to eat on the go. Anyways, it's a comprehensive aisle by aisle grocery shopping list for not just those doing keto, but for you watching this video who aim to lose a pound of fat every day. Get this for free over at ketocampblueprint.com. We'll drop a link down below. Now I'm gonna share with you a really, really powerful fat burning drink that you'll have in the morning during your eating window between that 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. window. Oh my gosh, not only does it taste delicious, it helps your body really accelerate fat loss. And this is based off of a lot of really amazing research out there. So I'm a coffee drinker, but if you don't drink coffee, you could replace it with either green tea or oolong tea. But this is the ultimate fat burning coffee hack that you could ever consume, which tastes amazing and really allows your body to ramp up fat burning. Coffee's most powerful polyphenol is called chlorogenic acid, CGA for short. And chlorogenic acid signals to your body's fat cells to burn their fatty acids for fuel. Chlorogenic acid also helps with cutting down on cravings, suppressing your appetite, activating your liver to produce healthy amounts of bile, very important for metabolism. It works really powerful in combination with caffeine that you also find in coffee. Chlorogenic acid has been proven to reduce belly fat as well by increasing the number of fat cells that are burned for energy. Heck, it even works for sleeping. A Norwegian study found that women who drank high amounts of chlorogenic acid from their coffee dropped 3 times more weight than those who consumed lower amounts of chlorogenic acid. When choosing coffee, I'm a bit of a coffee snob, and I really believe you should be too, because not all coffee beans are created equal. First of all, coffee is the number one sprayed crop in the world when it comes to pesticides and herbicides, and it's not gonna give you the benefits we're talking about here if it's that variety of coffee. You'll find that at, sorry, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, these commercial chains. We want it to be organic, and we want to make sure they've tested for heavy metals and contaminants. We also want to get a medium or a light roast. When you get a dark roast, a lot of the antioxidants, especially the chlorogenic acid and the benefits we're talking about here, the heat kills the benefits. So medium or light roast is the goal. Some studies show that when you consume a dark roast, you lose about 75% of the polyphenols, including the chlorogenic acid that we just referenced. I also love coffee that is grown at high altitudes, which stresses it and actually makes it more antioxidant rich. So my personal go-to for coffee is Purity Coffee. I've been drinking them for years. You could get them over at ketocampcoffee.com and use the coupon code KETOCAMP at checkout for a nice discount. We'll drop it down below. But that is the first step, clean coffee. The second step to make it, oh my gosh, the ultimate fat-burning drink in the world is to add the following ingredients to your coffee or to consume it in a supplement form. First ingredient is African mango. African mango has been proven to aid in weight loss, especially the fat around your love handles and hips and belly. The second ingredient are exogenous ketones, especially raspberry exogenous ketones, which help with adiponectin. Adiponectin is a fat-burning hormone that you want. The third ingredient is L-carnitine. L-carnitine is like a bus that shuttles fatty acids to your mitochondria, which helps with fat burning and ketone production. The next ingredient is green tea leaf extract. Green tea, a quality green tea, contains a high amounts of catechins and EGCG, which both help burn belly fat. And the final ingredient or supplement here is forskolin extract, derived from mint plants, which helps with weight loss by allowing your body to produce a good amount of leptin, which is a fat burning hormone. It's a hormone that tells your brain and your stomach you're full, put down the fork. These ingredients, when you combine it with your morning cup of coffee, you're gonna just turn into a fat burning machine. You could buy these separate ingredients and either take them supplement form or put them into your coffee directly. I have actually found a product that I have started using called Unikey Radical Metabolizer by Anne-Louise Gittleman. So it has everything I just mentioned in terms of those ingredients in a single supplement. You would just have it with your coffee. That's an option for you. I'll put a link for you down below to get that as well. The next thing to consider here, and probably this is the most important part, I know I keep saying that, but sleep. Allow me to explain. If you want to burn a pound of fat every day and you want to feel energized and feel good and not have to rely on willpower, you got to get enough deep delta sleep and REM sleep. First of all, studies show, this is really fascinating, that people who get 8.5 hours of sleep each night versus those who get less than 6.5 hours of sleep each night, the ones who get the 8.5 hours they burn 400 more calories every single day. Think about how fast that adds up. And that doesn't mean you're exercising to burn that off. That means you're gonna burn it off either way, just sitting on your butt all day from sleep. Studies also suggest when you don't get quality sleep, the next morning, you're going to have higher levels of cortisol. What follows cortisol is glucose. What follows glucose is insulin. And we already talked about insulin storing fat. It creates a cortisol belly, which is the belly fat from lack of sleep, but it also makes it much harder to follow this routine because when you don't get quality sleep, the next morning you also have higher levels of the hunger hormone, ghrelin, and lower levels of the satiety hormone, leptin. All bad things. It'll deplete your willpower and it will not allow you to follow the 7-day protocol that I just outlined for you. So sleep is fundamental. If you're building a house, I don't care how fancy your kitchen looks or how incredible the rooftop looks, if the foundation is weak, that house will fall apart wall by wall. Same thing with your health. I know I mentioned 8.5 hours of sleep. I don't expect you to get that. Instead, I expect you to get enough deep and REM sleep. Your body goes through different cycles of sleep each night. REM sleep is more important for memory and decision-making and storing short-term memory for long-term memory. Deep delta sleep is most important for detoxification and fat burning. Most of your fat burning hormones are activated during that delta deep sleep. So your goal is to get 90 minutes of deep and delta sleep each night. That 90 minutes of each night. Ben, how do I know how much delta and deep sleep I'm getting? I mean, I use an Oura Ring I'll put a link for Oura Ring down below. There's also the Apple Watch. There's Fitbits. There's the Whoop Band. I mean, however you want to track it, stick with the same tracker and aim to get 90 minutes of each. If you do that, you will get a lot of fat loss. And I'll share a couple of tips for you that work really well for deep delta sleep and good REM sleep. Banana tea is great. And no, this is not gonna break your fast, because I know that I just gave you a fasting protocol and you're not gonna be eating before bed, but you can have banana tea before bed. It is fasting safe. It's not gonna raise your blood sugar. It's not gonna start the digestive process. Banana tea is like nature's NyQuil. You simply get a whole banana, organic, please. Leave the peel on, but cut off the ends. Put the banana into a pot of water with a couple cups of water, and boil it until the peel starts to brown a little bit, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And what's gonna happen is the micronutrients, the magnesium, the potassium, and all these amazing micronutrients that are mostly in the peel, not the actual banana, begin to seep into the water. And then you're just going to pour the water, the banana tea, into a cup, discard the banana, or put it into the freezer. You're not eating that banana. You'll drink the banana tea and it'll help you get relaxed and get ready for bed. This is especially important if your mind is racing at night. Now, for deep delta sleep, studies suggest that somewhere between 63 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit is what you wanna put the temperature, the thermostat, in your bedroom to really get that deep, restorative, fat-burning sleep. I also suggest blacking out your room as much as possible and wearing a sleep mask. That'll help as well with deep, fat-burning sleep. And then lastly here with the sleep tip is to mouth tape. I know it sounds weird, but I've been mouth taping for years, and it allows your body to breathe through your nose, which is what you want to do, which helps with nitric oxide, which, by the way, helps with fat loss, but also helps you get into more of a parasympathetic state and get deeper levels of sleep. I use a company called Somnifix. I'll reference them down below in the notes as well. You're gonna notice, just by following, by the way, this new fasting schedule where your eating window is between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., the more hours you're giving yourself of digestion before sleep, that alone will increase your sleep quality, increase your deep and REM sleep. You'll see that if you're tracking your sleep like right away. But if you add these other sleep tips, that'll make a big difference as well.
I hope you love that. And you follow it and you let me know how it goes for you. Leave me a rating and review on the podcast if you haven't done so already. It really helps the show grow. If you want to watch the video version of today's podcast episode, that'll be out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ketocamp. That's actually being released tomorrow, Sunday. And go check out the notes and the resources and the links that we mentioned today. And on Monday, we will have Dr. David Harper to talk about keto and cancer. So stay tuned for that. Have a wonderful weekend. I have vitamin G for you just pouring out of my heart right now. I have gratitude for you. Thanks for spending part of your afternoon, your morning, your evening with me. And I'll see you in the next episode. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Benazade, disclaim responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.